Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Michigan Mobile Musings, a weekly broadcast from the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, hosted by Melissa Burney. Though women often assume differently, the career opportunities available to them as a result of their knowledge of the mobile wireless technologies are almost limited and cross many industries. Joining us today is Jeanette Phillips, chairperson of NTAM's Women in Mobile Wireless Tech Advisory Council, to discuss opportunities for women in the mobile wireless tech field, NTAM, the Women's Mobile Wireless Tech Council, and an upcoming women's careers event the council is hosting. Jeanette, welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Melissa. Thanks a lot for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'd like to start by talking a little bit about the upcoming MTAM Women's Council Mobile Wireless Tech Careers event. Can you give us an overview of the event?
Sure, thanks. It's going to be held on April 21st in Troy, Michigan. I can give you the details on that later, but in the evening, 5:30 to 8. But we have designed an event to showcase or highlight four different areas in the mobile wireless space of careers that women may have interest in, and our speakers will be women who are actually in the jobs, which, you know, I think will help solidify the fact that these are interesting roles and ones that women might enjoy. So the topics we're going to be speaking on is the agile methodology of project management that is not strictly related to mobile wireless. It's kind of an implementation and project management mindset. Agile is, I think most people know what that is, but just being nimble and working in teams and working fast to get jobs done, which is particularly beneficial in coding and coding projects. So it's very important in the mobile space. Also, we have a woman coming in on the, it's called UX UI, but user experience, user interface. It's how they model how people interact with mobile apps and websites and, you know, more interactive pieces of technology. So we have a woman talking about that. We are going to have another woman who's the CIO of a local OEM talk about the ethics of hacking, not only what ethical hacking is and does, but the ethics of it, you know, the right and wrong of it. She got her PhD in organizational behavior and, you know, has grown up in IT, so I think it's going to be a very interesting topic. And finally, two women who actually do app development, so programming type women will talk about, you know, what that means and how to get started in that space. Do you want me to talk about the speakers specifically, the names of them? Or?
Sure, if you'd like to share that information, that'd be great.
Okay. Oh, good. Thanks. So in the app development space, we have two very strong women. The first one, her name is Suzanne Chartier, and she's a VP and Director of Engineering for a company called iWire, and they are a mobile app development firm. And she has been in technology for over 20, almost 30 years, a long time, very experienced. She started when she was 15, I'm not sure. But she's very sharp and runs a company that focuses on mobile app development for other clients. So she'll give us a really good perspective of the industry and the work. The second person in that space is named Jayashree Ravi, and she is a coder. I mean, she grew up really programming, and today her primary passion is in teaching other women coding and what it takes to build mobile apps. So she provides mobile boot camps to, I think, to anyone, but I'm sure she's focused on women, in conjunction with Wayne State University. So Jayashree will be very, I think, fascinating as well, because she helps teach women who don't necessarily have any experience in mobile app development kind of where to start and how to get started. So between the two of them, I think that'll be a really great session. In our agile methodology approach to project management space, we have two women there. Mary Beth Weigel is part of our core women's council team within MTAM, and she's an agile scrum master and has been an IT consultant for more than 20 years. She has a ton of experience in relationship management, business development, change management, and her specific leaning is towards agile. So recently she did a project that another company wanted to redo their entire website and the interaction between their clients and the website. So it's like mobile, but I guess it would be on the phone too, but it's this huge process for a big client. I can't say too much about it, but she spent 9 months as the Agile Scrum Master kind of getting the programmers through the process and making sure the client understood what was happening. And, you know, you have specific meetings with them and the focus of the project changes as you go along, depending on what you're finding and what the results are. So it's a much more nimble way of executing a large project. So Mary Beth will be fast. I know that'll be fascinating. And then her partner there will be a woman named Christine Romaine, who is also an agile expert, and she works for a company called ByLight Professional IT Services, and her focus has been in health IT, so that will also be fascinating to hear kind of how she uses agile in healthcare, and together they'll give everyone a really nice overview on agile and project management specifically. In the UX UI space, the user interface, user experience space, we have a woman named Heidi Herman, who is creative director for a company called Hudson Rouge, which is an advertising agency that is in Detroit, but I think it's new and it may have merged from another one, but they handle the Lincoln cars, Lincoln Motor Cars for Ford Motor. So all the ads we see on TV and, you know, the UX UI experience, if you go to the Lincoln website, and probably I'm sure they have mobile apps, is Heidi's brainchild. So I think that'll be fascinating because it's a bit of a more creative side of the mobile technology space. And again, not everybody wants to code, you know, pound out code. So this will be she'll be interesting in that it's kind of a little more creative and artsy, and but also very important to this space, right? It has to be fun to, the experience has to be fun or people won't use it. And then finally, in the ethical hacking / ethics of hacking, we have Dr. Candace Hayden, PhD person who is also the CIO for Hutchinson North America, and Hutchinson does a lot of work for automotive companies and aerospace. So it's a large company that is quiet. You know, in Detroit, you know, it's not Lear or you know, some of the big OEMs, but they're very important to the auto industry and to manufacturing and to aerospace, which is kind of an up-and-coming industry. There are a lot of, you know, we have a lot of aerospace companies here, which we don't even know about. But Candace, as the CIO, she runs a big company and makes sure North America runs properly. But also she has a focus on, you know, organizational behavior or change management again. And she spent a lot of time investigating hacking, you know, the ethics of it. When is it right to do? When isn't it right to do? You know, we have so much going on in the world on, you know, people trying to hack the United States. I think she'll be fascinating. So that pretty much rounds out our team. We're still kind of in in the hunt to find a female ethical hacker, someone who actually does that for a job. We think we have one identified, but I don't want to say too much here in case she can't make it. But no matter, it's going to be a really strong team of speakers, and we really hope that everyone listening to this podcast will consider joining us on the 21st. Okay. Melissa? I think you muted yourself. I'll talk about why we're focusing on women while we wait to see where Melissa is. The event, the Women's Council for MTAM, was developed because women are underrepresented in a lot of IT fields, and we wanted to create a forum or a place for women in mobile and wireless to be able to come together and focus on those areas of IT. So there's a small core group of us that work on this, and we'd love to have a few more people on the team, but our focus is to highlight careers in the mobile wireless space. And again, you know, I think we all know that women are underrepresented in all of IT, and there are some statistics that show that by the year 2020, there'll be almost 1.5 million computer science-related jobs available in the United States. And today, only a quarter of the current positions are filled by women. So if we think of it that way, 26% of the current jobs are women. You know, women are in the chairs, and then you add another 1.4 million needs coming up. There are tons of opportunities for women, and of course, I think the goal for all of us is to raise the percentage. So in theory, maybe 1 million of those jobs could be filled by women if we could just focus on making sure young girls and young women take the plunge, try it, and see how they feel. So that's important to us. And today, only 20% of software developers are women. So, again, there's a huge need to encourage girls, especially girls, and young women in college to consider these fields.
Wonderful. Thanks, Jeanette. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Sorry about that.
Excellent. No, that's okay. Thanks for going forward with information. I appreciate that. Let's talk a little bit about women in the mobile wireless tech career. Firms are consistently saying that it's impossible to find the talent they need to fill these tech positions. I hear a lot of stories about women that can't find work in tech, or once hired can't stand the environment and end up leaving. What do you think is causing these challenges?
Let me take the first one, that, you know, people can't find the work in tech. First, I know it's true because I know several women who have been in technology and, you know, have been out on the outskirts of it for years. And I think part of the rub there is that companies look to, when they have a job opening, they want somebody to check every box before they'll hire them. They're very particular and very demanding. And a lot of these jobs are lucrative. You know, they're very well paying. So I get that companies, you know, they don't have time to waste. They need somebody who can hit the ground running and do the job. My hope is that some companies will realize that in order to get good people, you may have to train them a little more. And in order to try to get some diversity in your workforce, whether that be females or minorities, you have to take a chance on a person. So I disagree when people, when the companies say, oh, we can't find people, we can't find women to fill these positions. there are people out there, they're just being too particular about checking the right boxes, and that really bothers me. You can probably hear it in my voice. But once a person's hired, you know, if a woman does get hired in a position and the environment is, you know, not perfect for them, you know, I think we have to stick with it. You have to dig in and make it your own and figure out how to work with people. Women are very good at being adaptive and, you know, we're more nurturing by nature. So that, you know, if a person says, oh, I just didn't like that company, that, I don't know, that is it's possible. But, again, we need, these jobs are very lucrative, very important, and valuable to each woman that's in the chair. So, you know, I would just encourage them not to give up. And then, you know, the other part of this question, I think, too, is how do we nurture and foster girls into wanting these jobs so that when they graduate from college, you know, companies will hire them, you know, as young, you know, interns and, you know, entry-level positions so they can grow into the jobs. So that, you know, is its own, that's another big conversation, but I'll just try to keep it simple. But we do, all of us, everybody either has daughters, granddaughters, nieces, or friends who have children. You know, we all touch girls. And I think that if we can encourage them somehow, beginning probably in the fourth and fifth grades through high school, you know, their education needs to foster encouraging them to try these technology positions, you know, educations, I guess, you know, classes and these things. But also women who touch the girls, they need to see, this is the job I do. This is, you know, I'm in IT. I work for General Motors or Ford Motor or Chrysler or Hutchinson, and this is what I do, and this is why I like it, and this is the flexibility I get in this job, and you should think about it. Take a class in this and see if you like it. I don't know that we talk to girls enough other than saying, oh, you should take a STEM class. Oh, you know, you would like STEM. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't, but it's more than just that big STEM word. You know what I mean? We're not doing the right things in school, I don't think, and, you know, outside of school, you know, the influence of women. So, you know, I rambled there too much. Sorry, Melissa. But I just would encourage women not to give up, and I would encourage companies to take a chance on women or anyone that seems to be a strong candidate that might not fit every check every box, but is close, and then the company can get them to where they need to be.
Well, Jeanette, thank you so much for your words. We certainly can hear the passion in your voice, and know, I mean, as a mother of two daughters, understand that you know this topic very well. So thanks for sharing. You're welcome. Let's talk a little bit how MTAM, what MTAM is doing to help bring more women into the mobile tech careers.
Okay, so, well, so Linda Dashent is the MTAM president, and she's a woman, so I love that. And she sees, I mean, most of MTAM, I don't know what the percentage is, but the majority of MTAM is, you know, male-dominated, male members, and so she, you know, even within MTAM, the percentages are similar to the nationwide, where there are fewer women members and more men. So my role before the job I have today, working for an IT consultant, was at another nonprofit, the Michigan Council of Women in Technology. It's called MCWT, which is focused on women in technology. So in that role, Linda and I were peers, and we would talk about things, and she really wanted to figure out how to bring more women into the MTAM fold and how to reach out to them, you know, what we can do to help help them. So when I left MCWT and came back out into the private sector, she grabbed me quickly and said, you know, I want to form a women's council within MTAM to support women in mobile and wireless careers. And my history, you know, I got out of college a long time ago, but for more than 16 years, I worked for what's now AT&T again, but at the time was Michigan Bell, and it was called Ameritech, and SBC, and now we're back to AT&T. But I worked in telecom, and so I was all over the, you know, wireless and, you know, telecommunications industry. So I have a lot of background there in my, you know, original career. So I said, sure, I'll help you form this women's council. So we have a nice group of about 10 women who are focused on promoting this, and we had an event in June of last year, and this is our second event that, you know, is designed to get women to the same place, you know, maybe 40, 50 people to talk about these things, introduce interesting concepts and careers, which is we're focusing on careers this time. And again, you know, our goal is to just make sure women know that there are very good careers in the mobile wireless space and find, you know, kind of a home base for people to come together and talk. So, you know, we have a mission to support women with access to educational forums, networking, mentoring, technical training, if we can point them in the right direction. We don't provide the technical training, but we can support them and provide resources and hopefully someday scholarships to college age, you know, young women. So right now we're focused on professional women that are in the mobile wireless space or interested in it so that they can learn some more. So we'll see where it goes. We're hopeful. And, you know, again, I just encourage anyone listening to the podcast who has some interest to join us, see what you think, and possibly join our team, because it's, you know, it's fun to give back to.
It definitely is fun to give back. And it sounds like, excuse me, having known Linda for a number of years, her knowledge, the number of people that she knows in the industry, and then combining it with talent like yours or the speaker's talent, the amount of good that you can do and the amount of education that you can do to help dispel some of those myths. So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Linda is very connected. Yeah, thanks. Yes.
Absolutely. So coming back towards the event and talking about it, what demographic audiences are you targeting to attend the event?
Okay, so we're reaching out to women, you know, people in the chairs, in the jobs. However, we would love to have college-age young women attend. We'd even, you know, we would love to see a high school girl, a couple of high school girls or more, and their parents, or just come as a group. Again, our focus, because that's who we can see and touch, are adult women hopefully in technology or wanting to get into technology. But as I said earlier, we need to find them younger. So if anyone listening knows of a high school student who might have interest, or college-age woman, please bring them along. Invite them with us. And actually, Melissa, you just gave me a thought. I should reach out to some of the high school robotics teams to see if they have, you know, the young women on those teams, maybe they'd have interest in coming. So I'm going to make a mental note to do that.
That's a perfect idea. I actually met one of those teams at the governor's economic summit, and I had attended the governor's economic summit and education summit here in Grand Rapids, and one of the robotics teams were there. And talk about a level of education that these kids are getting from those teams. It's amazing.
I know it is. It's fantastic. It's a perfect way for those girls to get to know and love technology. Yep.
Absolutely. Going back to the council that you're on, are you planning future events where other types of mobile wireless tech careers will be discussed?
We hope to. We're talking about kind of what to do next after this event on the 21st. So there, we'll probably do another career event similar to this, you know, in 6 months or so, because this one's fresh. Wait till the fall. We're also hoping that on the 21st, talking to the people who attend, they'll give us some good ideas on what they want to do. And finally, that probably the next thing we're going to focus on is a movie that is available. I think it's called Code or Coding, but it's focused on, again, the high school girl space. But it's a great movie showing how some – it's more of a documentary – how girls in a specific high school – really embraced and got engaged in technology and learning about it. So we want to try to host that movie for area high schools. So that's kind of our next thing, is to reach down into the, you know, the space where girls are, you know, still deciding what they're going to do and where they're going to go in after high school. But we do plan to do more events on careers. You know, we may be able to do a larger career conference teaming with other areas of MTAM, but we haven't gotten too far down that road yet.
Excellent. Would you like to share who the sponsors are that are involved in this event?
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. So MTAM, of course, is the host and primary sponsor, but we're hosting the event at a company called Reese, which is a mobile development and internet mobile development company that is hired by other companies who need mobile apps or redesigned websites. So they're 100% in this space that MTAM resides. Their offices are in Troy on, I'll just read this off, 1250 Stevenson Highway, Suite 200 in Troy, Michigan, which is between 14 and 15 mile. I think it's about halfway in between. So it's a good central location right off I-75. And the event is Thursday, April 21st from 5:30 to 8. The doors open at 5:30. We'll probably start the program around 6 or 6:15. So we're hoping people can attend right after work. We'll have appetizers and adult beverages and waters. But you know, it'll be a nice event. We think it'll be a very nice event, and as I hopefully described, the speakers are going to be fantastic. So we really would love to have everyone be there.
Is there a cost?
Oh, and I've still Oh, there is a cost, $10, but I forgot the other sponsors. So we also – sorry about that. The other two sponsors who are helping us promote it are also nonprofit organizations focused on women. MCWT, who I mentioned earlier, Michigan Council of Women in Technology. So they have a very strong network of women in tech. They're helping us promote the event, and I hope to have a lot of MCWT members join us and learn more about MTAM. And then Inforum, which is a women's organization focused on women, not technology exclusively, but women and how we develop our leadership skills and entrepreneurship skills. So they're focused on all women, all walks of life, including technology, but how to help them further their own careers and, take charge of where they want to go in life. So we're really grateful to have both of them supporting this this MTAM event for us. And again, of course, Reese is our host and providing the food, the location, the forum. And the cost, you asked the cost. The cost is $10. You can register online. If you go to the MTAM GoMobileMichigan.org website, you should, under events, you should be able to find it pretty easily. The attendance is limited, but you know, we do want people to register so we know how many people are coming. But even if on the very day, the 21st, you say, yeah, I want to go, you know, register then, or just email me possibly at jzphillips@comcast.net, and we can try to make that happen. But we would love for everyone to register.
Wonderful. Jeanette, thank you so much for sharing information today on the career opportunities available to women in the mobile wireless space and for the role you play in helping women identify and pursue fulfilling careers in the mobile wireless space.
Oh, thank you, Melissa. I'm glad I had a few minutes here to talk about that and to talk about our event. I think, again, it'll be a great one for people to attend if they can and learn more about these particular careers, but also just meet other women and learn more about, you know, what mobile wireless is all about and, you know, the fun you can have working in it. So thank
Absolutely.
You, Melissa, for the time. Great.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks.
Are you
too.
Are you looking for business resources in the mobile wireless space or maybe a speaker for an upcoming event? MTAM can help. For more information about the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan or upcoming events, please visit our website at gomobilemichigan.org or follow us on Facebook or Twitter at GoMobileMI. To contact us directly, please email us at info@gomobilemichigan.org. Thanks so much for listening and make it a fantastic week.